Cole pulled the truck up beneath a small tree which offered the only shade in the yard and turned off the engine. She rolled down her windows and took a deep breath as she slipped a hat on and stepped out of her truck. She was a friendly sort, but meeting new people, especially new employers, always made her feel anxious. She slipped a work shirt over her shoulders and buttoned it as she walked toward the two figures standing on the porch, watching her carefully. Stan looked at Melissa when Cole began walking toward them with a look of confusion.
"Someone you know?"
Melissa looked at him and shrugged her shoulders. "Your guess is as good as mine." They both watched in silence as a young woman in her late 20s approached them, her coal-black hair tucked behind her ears. "Good morning," she said as she stopped at the porch.
"Morning. Is there something we can help you with?"
Stan asked.
"I'm looking for Mr. Watson, the foreman," she said.
"My name is Cole Bryan, and I'm here to start work."
"You're Cole Bryan?"
"Yes, sir." Stan looked at Melissa with a look of pure terror. They both had assumed their new ranch hand and horse trainer was male. Neither of them expected the woman who stood before them. Cole had seen that confused look before, and more than once was turned away by prospective employers when they learned she was female.
"Are you Mr. Watson?"
"Yes, yes I am,"
Stan said as he stepped down off the porch and offered his hand.
"This is Mrs. Conway,"
he said, to introduce Melissa.
"She owns the MC Squared."
"I'm pleased to meet you both."
Stan stared at her for what must have seemed an eternity.
"As I said earlier, I'm here to start work."
He shook his head to clear the cobwebs forming in his mind, looked at her and then to Melissa, still in disbelief that his new hand was female. "You have to excuse Stan. We were expecting you to be a man," Melissa said.
"I've my mama to thank for giving me such a name," she said. "I get that reaction often, but I assure you, I can pull my weight, just like any other hand."
"Well, you come just in time to help with haying, and in the next few weeks we have 20 head to greenbreak."
Stan had finally managed to speak.
"That sounds great to me,"
Cole said.
"Why don't you get your gear, and I'll take you to meet the rest of the crew,"
Stan said. "Thank you, sir," she said, and walked back to her truck. Stan turned to Melissa with panic in his eyes.
"What can I do? I can't put a woman in the bunkhouse with that crew."
"Relax. She can sleep up here in the house if that's all you're worried about. Don't discount her just because she's female. There's a feel of toughness with her I think might just surprise you." Stan shook his head, totally believing the foreman up in Dallas had duped him. He secretly vowed to exact his revenge the next time he saw him in person. Cole returned carrying a small suitcase.
"Let me have that, and I'll show you the room you'll be using later. Have you had breakfast?"
"Yes, ma'am,"
Cole said as she reluctantly handed Melissa her meager belongings.
"I don't need to be housed any differently just because I'm female. I've lived in more than one bunkhouse," she said. "I'll give you a chance to prove your worth as a ranch hand, but I will not have you living with the likes of these men," Stan said.
"Anything you say then, boss," she said.
"You can cook and eat with the boys, but I prefer you bathe and sleep in the house."
"Very well," she said as she turned to follow him to the bunkhouse. Melissa watched the graceful movement of the young woman as she followed a suddenly bewildered Stan toward a small building.